is Gina Monaco, and I am a kindergarten teacher. I would have loved to interview my little five-year-olds for this project, but unfortunately I was laid off a few months ago. Instead, I decided to twist the kindergarten curriculum in a way that would fit my family. I have two siblings that are still in school that I thought would be perfect for this project. So normally right about now in kindergarten, I would be finishing up our science lesson on seasons. The children are required to know and identify the four seasons. We spend a great deal of time on this year-round, especially during calendar time. Well, I thought I could use the concept of seasons for my interview question. Especially after watching the video from our last module, I find it really interesting and am curious as to what my brother and sister might say. I'm going to ask the question, why do we have seasons? Let's begin with my brother, who is 16 years old. He is currently a sophomore at a private high school. He's enrolled in AP courses and currently has over a 4.0. He is also involved in student council and on the school's soccer team. Okay, Nino, my first question is, why do we have seasons?
I think we have seasons because of the orbit of the Earth. During different points of its path, because it's not a full circle, it's an ellipse, we have different seasons because of how far we are away from the sun at that point. And also it has to do with the tilt of the Earth, which is why the southern hemisphere has opposite seasons as the northern hemisphere.
Okay, tell me more about the orbit. You mentioned a ellipse, or was it a full circle?
Yes. In fact, just because of the tilt, we are further away from the sun when we have summer, but just because our northern hemisphere is tilted more directly towards the sun, we get more direct rays from it instead of on an angle, so we have summer. But the southern hemisphere gets it on the opposite side of the ellipse.
Next, I'm going to be interviewing my sister Marissa, who is 14 years old and is just finishing up 8th grade at a public middle school. She enjoys playing the flute and is on the track and field team. Okay, so Marissa, my first question is, what causes the four seasons?
Well, what causes the four seasons is when the Earth rotates, it gets closer and further from the sun. So when it's really close is when we have summer. And then when it's further away, we have winter. And that's why we have the seasons, which are colder and warmer at each part of time.
Good. That's great. Tell me about it being closer and further away. You know, how is the rotation of the Earth? Tell me a little more about that.
When the Earth is rotated towards the sun, it's warmer, and then there's summer. And then when it's rotated further away, it's winter. And then in between, we have spring and fall.
All right. So you're saying different parts, different times. Explain that, how some parts of the Earth is summer and the other parts are a different season. How does that work?
When a certain part of the Earth, since the Earth is round, is closer to the sun, the part on the other side of the world is obviously further away, so they're having different seasons than we are.
All right, thank you very much. In conclusion, I have noted that both of my siblings have misconceptions about the seasons. My brother mentioned the tilt of the Earth, but he also said that the orbit of the Earth was an ellipse. My sister was just stuck on the fact that the Earth was closer to the sun in warm months and further away in cold months. Both of my siblings are different ages and they have different education backgrounds, but similarly, they both have misconceptions about the reason for the seasons.